This past summer, I think it was in June or July, just recently, and we mentioned last night, members of Congress got their bloomers in a wad when they learned that Halliburton's dining halls in Iraq had repeatedly served rotten food to unsuspecting troops. A former food manager with Halliburton's KBR, Kellogg Brown Root subsidiary, testified before Congress, quote, "This happened quite a bit," end quote. Now, former KBR employees and water quality specialists, two guys, Ben Carter and Ken May, told Halliburton Watch, if you haven't been there, it's halliburtonwatch.org, that KBR knowingly exposes troops, even today, and civilians to contaminated water from Iraq's Euphrates River. One internal KBR email provided to Halliburton Watch says that for, quote, possibly a year, close quote, the level of contamination at one camp was two times the normal level for untreated water. Ben Carter told Halliburton Watch, quote, "I discovered the water being delivered from the Euphrates for the military was not being treated, and thousands were being exposed daily to numerous pathogenic organisms." Carter resigned. Ben Carter, Keller Brown Root, after he discovered what he said was unsafe water, and the pressure to cover it up. He said, "I tried to correct the problem, only to be blackballed by management, and I eventually left the company." Okay, now, keeping that in mind, how about this? Since the beginning of the Iraq War, Halliburton, the Texas energy giant once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, has seen its stock price more than triple in value. When the U.S. invaded Iraq in March of 2003, Halliburton's stock was selling for $20 a share. The stock price at the close of market activity on this past Monday was $66 per share. In the last 12 months, the total number of U.S. service members killed in Iraq almost doubled, as Halliburton's stock doubled. Halliburton's stock rose from $33 a share in September 2004 to $66 yesterday, while U.S. deaths in Iraq decreased from 1,061 to 1,900. Halliburton's CEO also enjoyed an incredible personal gain from the Iraq War and the commensurate rise in gasoline prices. A Halliburton Watch analysis reveals that Halliburton CEO David Lazar's stock holdings in Halliburton increased by a stunning $78 million since the Iraq invasion. See, if I were a combat vet and came home and found out that that was true, plus not just that, but did you hear how they're going to, they being this corrupt, filthy administration, how they're going to try to pay for some of Katrina? A group of House Republicans has proposed a plan to offset the costs of the Katrina relief and rebuilding that includes trimming or ending military quality of life programs, including health care. Huh? How about this? Possible, this is according to Air Force Times, possible sources of funding cuts to free up money for Katrina relief include reduced health benefits, consolidation of the three military exchange systems, and the closure of the military's school system. If I were a combat vet and I came back and found this out, I would be probably, I'd probably spend the rest of my life in the brig someplace, because I would come back furious and I would pick up my weapon and I would probably go looking for people who might be responsible for this. They're going to cut health benefits even further for veterans. And the stateside system of elementary and secondary schools for military families, it's proposed by these Republican sons of bitches that it be closed. Now, tell me again, if you're military, why do you support Republicans? Are you out of your freaking mind? So this is what they're going to do once again. Dump on the military. Dump on the military. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, you're nuts. You're crazy. You're out of your minds to support this kind of a regime. Don't you get it yet? Consecrate and make us all safe.